Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Brothers, sisters in Christ, what is there about Jesus that makes him such a central figure of the human race? How did it happen that his birth became a dividing mark for all time, before Christ and after Christ? What example did he leave for us to follow in an age like this, to guide and help people like you and me so many centuries later? The question is, does the legacy of Jesus still have a word for us in our troubled times, when the negative still reigns supreme and living at a distance away from God is an acceptable way of life for most people? The Gospel of Luke tells us that at the noon hour of the first Good Friday, Jesus was crucified. And Luke also records the first painful words that Jesus spoke from the cross: "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." This is surprising, unexpected. Can you imagine speaking of forgiveness even while still surrounded by your tormentors? Jesus Christ did just that, and by praying for his enemies, he changed the course of history. After languishing in Hitler's prison, Martin Niemöller, the German anti-Nazi theologian and Lutheran pastor, said, "It took me a long time to learn that God is not the enemy of God's enemies." During the difficult years of the Second World War, Nazi bombers destroyed England's famed Coventry Cathedral. And after the war, when the time for rebuilding came, a competition was held for a design for a new cathedral. So the winning design actually left the ruins of the old as a forecourt through which one passed before you entered the new. So to this very day, the blackened walls still stand. The old cathedral is roofless, and the charred timbers are plain to see. The charred beams of the original cross were put on what was left on the altar. And behind it they wrote two words on the wall of that devastated church. They did not write "Death to the Nazis." Nor did they write "Rule Britannia." They wrote two words that Jesus spoke on his cross: "Father, forgive." That's all. And thus future generations are reminded what Christianity is all about as we now relive and remember the crucifixion. We are also facing a very important question. Here it comes, my friend. Are you and I willing to forgive as we are forgiven? There's a reason why I'm asking this. Because we are proclaiming to the world that we are saved by grace alone. And we cannot be harsh in our assessment of others. forgiveness as taught by the shining example of our Lord and Savior can be a real step toward freedom for many of us now listening. Let me tell you the true story about a man's young, attractive wife that was killed by a drunken motorist. So this man was left to face the world alone with two small twin children, a boy and a girl. To be broken in sorrow for a while is understandable. But in this case, when the shock had passed and the edge had come off his grief, he still burned with a concentrated hate against the cause of his wife's death. So he always referred to the drunken motorist as the murderer. And when he said the word murderer, everybody who knew him understood exactly who he meant. Because of his resentment, he became a lonesome, embittered person, and his home became a bad place in which to live. And his children had to discover that they had lost their mother to death, and they lost their father to hate. And all the while, the children suffered while this man maintained his hate born out of some twisted loyalty to his wife's memory. On these grounds, he justified his bitter spirit. However, there came a day that he finally turned to God. There was no cure in his life until that precious day when he prayed that God would help him forgive. And that was also the beginning of the healing of his wounds and a new beginning for his family. Dear one, an unforgiving spirit can keep you and me from experiencing joy. Jesus knew that. So should we. Time and time again, Jesus counseled his disciples to learn to forgive. And even the most committed follower of Christ needs to be reminded of that from time to time. Now, the Lord's Prayer that we earlier said guides us to ask forgiveness. We pray that regularly. But have you noticed that the Lord's Prayer guides us to ask forgiveness in the same measure as our willingness to forgive those who need our forgiveness? Oh God, look at me and see how I forgive my enemies. Sounds a bit wrong. There are people that I can never forgive, some of us think. There's the problem. Do you know that there is a legend surrounding the painting of the Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci? And it tells that just before the painting of the faces of the disciples in the portrayal of our Lord's Last Supper with them, da Vinci had a nasty argument with a fellow artist. So da Vinci, according to the legend, decided that he was going to paint his fellow artist's face into the portrait as that of Judas Iscariot. And thus he would take revenge by handing the face of that artist down in infamy and scorn and scorn to succeeding generations. And thus, the face of Judas was one of the first that he finished. And bystanders in those days could clearly recognize the face of the artist with whom he quarreled. Boy, that's getting someone back, isn't it? But, story goes on. When it was time to paint the face of Christ, Leonardo da Vinci, according to the legend, could not make any progress at all. Something seemed to be frustrating his best efforts. And eventually he concluded that you cannot at the same time be painting the features of Christ into your own life while painting another with the colors of hatred and enmity. So Leonardo painted out the face of his artist enemy. And then he commenced anew to paint the face of Jesus. And it says that this time, Leonardo's effort met with the success that the ages have acclaimed. Is that a message for us on this day that we recall the crucifixion? The one who said, "Father, forgive." Some of us may have to paint out the features of those who we have something against in our hearts, so that we also can replace our lack of forgiveness with the features of Jesus Christ our Lord. Leonardo da Vinci, are you in this church today? Are the features of your enemy preventing you from painting the face of your Savior into the masterpiece of your life? Paint those features out by forgiving as Jesus did, and then go on, continue painting the real masterpiece of your life. Let us pray. What language shall I borrow to thank you, dearest friend, for this your dying sorrow, your pity without end? Oh, may I be yours forever, and thou my days be few. Oh, Savior, let me never, never outlive my love for you. Amen.